Okay. So then you dice the celery with the onion. And that's 4 stalks. Yeah, that should be all right. Well, if it isn't my something to be thankful for. You're finally up. And it's not even noon. Oh, calm down. I'm in good spirits today, so don't ruin it. It's the holidays, remember? Happy family joy time. Got it? You know how your father gets. And it was hard enough even getting you down here over Thanksgiving break. I don't understand why you have to be so difficult. Oh, I see. Then you'll have no problem playing sous chef for me, will you? Seeing as you're such an easygoing individual. Fabulous. You know, sometimes your stubbornness can be a blessing in disguise. Just one more thing to give thanks for today. Grab me the bags of bread cubes from the pantry, would you? We're going to prep the stuffing. Both bags, please. I'm doubling the recipe. Thank you, darling. I really appreciate your help. Don't worry, baby. I wouldn't dream of harming a hair on your angelic head. But I will massacre some vegetables. I'm not much of a celery person myself. But it feels wrong to leave it out, you know? I can be a bit of a traditionalist that way. And when we cook it, it's going in the turkey. I know what they say. Don't do it. It's not safe. It could hurt you. And I get it. I do. But God, it just tastes so much better that way. Like everything illicit. It's just so much more satisfying. But you wouldn't know anything about that, would you? I know what goes on in college, sweetie. I'm not that old. You have heard about the fentanyl crisis, haven't you? They're putting it in everything these days. Well, it's not like you would tell me if you were. I'm your mother. Don't I have a right to worry? You're off gallivanting around all over campus doing God knows what with God knows who, and I'm just supposed to not be concerned about your well-being. It's one call a week. Anyone can lie for one call a week. Give me a reason to trust you, and I will. But you don't exactly have a clean track record, now do you? And now with you cutting contact to the bare minimum, well, It just feels like you're pushing us away. And I worry. And just what do you mean by that? Spying on you? You know, you're sounding awfully paranoid. You know what can make people paranoid? Too much marijuana. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you? Then why are you so fixated on being watched? It's not normal. Besides, if you have nothing to hide, why all the concern? I know, honey. Your grades have been very impressive. Well, fuck. Now I'm the one being a bah humbug. Sorry, baby. You really are such a treasure and a blessing. I don't know what I would do without you in my life. And I should count those blessings, really. At least you aren't caught up in any of that dating drama relationship bullshit. I'll never understand why people date when they're in college. I mean, you're there for a degree, not an STD. Well, it doesn't work if I say STI, does it? No one likes a pedant. None of... And there you go. Putting up walls again. None of my business? You're my child! Your life is my business. Why else do you think this distance between us hurts me so much? Looks like someone got their hands on a copy of Psychology Today. Tell me, how healthy would it be if you were dead in a ditch somewhere? Because we both know that's exactly what these boundaries would lead to. You know what I think? I think it isn't about boundaries. No. It's about accountability. Or lack thereof. I know I'm hard on you. I'm your mom. That's my job. I only ever do it out of love. You know that. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't care. But there's nothing and no one that I care about more than my family. I would do anything for you. But you know that by now, don't you? And that I love you enough to do what's best for you, even if it's hard for you in the moment. Because I care about you that much. Do you realize how ridiculous you sound right now? Next, you'll be complaining about how your friends are too nice or your job is too fulfilling. I'm not going to waste my time trying to love you less when there's already so much negativity in this world. Besides, I couldn't even if I wanted to. You may be a stubborn, obstinate brat, but you're my stubborn, obstinate brat. And I wouldn't have you any other way. You're perfect. And I won't let anyone dull your shine. Not even you. Stir that for me, will you? Will you look at that? Teamwork really does make the dream work. Oh, spare me the eyes. I'm so sorry that I force you to live in perpetual suffering. That's good enough, baby. Thank you. Now all that's left to do is to stuff this bird. Would you do the honors? That's the spirit. Make sure you get all the way in there, honey. Don't be afraid to go deep. Yeah, that's it. This turkey is getting so stuffed. I'm amazed you can fit it all in. I'm being weird. You're the one who's sexualizing cooking. God forbid a woman show a little encouragement. All I'm saying is, you're surprisingly good with your hands. You really know how to work it in. Perfect. Thank you, darling. Oh, God, yes. That looks incredible. I can't wait to see how juicy and tender it is. Especially those plump breasts and thighs. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Go on. Deny it. We both know how you really feel. You love Thanksgiving dinner. You can't stop thinking about it. But you're too embarrassed to admit the truth. Look at you shake. Touch a nerve, did I? How convenient. Fine then, go. Just be back by 6 or your father will have a conniption. And if you're good, then tonight, I'll give you something to be really thankful for. Oh, for God's sake. I didn't mean it like that. Don't be a pervert.